In Cleveland, Ohio, today, WCPN IdeaStream. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good as always to have you along, everybody. So look, how we doing? Feeling better after today's upswing on Wall Street? 567 some odd points on the Dow. You got less agita? It's great. It really is. But there is a word I want to run by you as we get going. Not a word of the four-letter variety, surprisingly, but very much a word of the markets, no matter how much we might have thought we have moved past it. And it is directly related to what's been going on the past couple of trading sessions. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has been on the volatility story today. Hey, Sabri.
Hi, Kai.
All right. So give me the market report, I guess, if you would, for today, would you?
Yeah, well, you know, look up a chart of, say, the S&P 500, and it's like a mountain range in Mordor, just jagged movements all up and down. The Dow fell more than 560 points at the open, then it rebounded more than 900 points in less than a half hour. There were swings of several hundred points over the course of the next couple hours, and of course, the Dow ended up 2 1/3%. So this is indeed what we would call a very volatile day in the market.
It is volatile. It is maddening. It is scary to look at. It is also, as I said, completely normal, right? This is what markets do. They go up and down.
They do. Movements, even big movements, are normal. Between 1900 and 2016, for example, we got on average a decline of 5% or more about three times a year. Now, those declines would take on average a month and a half. The declines we saw on Friday and yesterday and what we saw today, that all happened much more quickly. One reason things moved so quickly is the automation of trading. Mm-hmm. Robots, you know, it's much more fast and furious because robots are basically doing it.
Yeah, and we've got Ryan Kailath coming up on that in the bottom half of the program. But let me ask you this, though. Have we forgotten what volatility is all about? Because things have been calm or on the upside volatility for a very long time now. Have we just forgotten about it?
Well, sort of. I mean, the economists that I have talked to have said, yes, we've gotten a little bit lulled into a sense of complacency. But I would put this in a bigger context. Over the past 30 years, volatility in the markets has actually been falling. It has. George Perks is a macro strategist for Bespoke Investment Group. He made this point to me. He said, markets have become much more efficient, much more cheaper to buy and sell into, and automated, as we mentioned. And so in general, this has smoothed markets out over the long term.
So what you've seen, especially in the last 5 years, is periods of prolonged calm and then sudden, very sharp, very short spikes higher in volatility. So overall, volatility is lower. But when volatility does ramp up, it feels much more drastic because we go through these prolonged periods where not much happens and stocks sort of just gently tick up every day.
So that's why the past few days have been so jarring, because we got used to basically nothing happening.
Okay, so give me the why. What's up with the higher volatility right now?
Well, there's more to be volatile about right now. That's how Kyle Woodley explained it to me. He's senior editor at Kiplinger.com. Over the past year, it's been very tra-la-la, everything is fine.
We've had a prolonged period of just a Goldilocks economic situation. The economy's still been good during that time. Unemployment has continued to be low during that time. And so there wasn't any volatility because there was no reason for it.
Now, however, we actually have things to think about, maybe to worry about. Inflation, maybe. Higher interest rates than previously thought, probably. More government debt, definitely. So as the macroeconomy becomes more unpredictable, and not bad per se, just more unpredictable, mm-hmm. more things happening, so too are the markets that are built on that foundation.
Okay, you got 15 seconds. Is more volatility a bad thing?
No, not necessarily. You know, you make money when you buy and you sell. Here's some advice from T. Rowe Price's head of equity trading, a guy named Clive Williams, who's a super calm guy, despite everything.
There's nothing that I would change, or I am changing personally, because we've seen some more volatility in the markets.
So if you have a 401k, long-term investment, stick with it. Don't freak out.
Don't freak out. Good lessons there. Sabri Benishour at Marketplace, headquarters east in New York. Thanks, Sabri.
Welcome.